I would like to talk a little bit about your personal history, you know, your family and how you grew up and how you actually got into medicine to start with.
Okay, so my mother, when she was mid-20s, she became a widow. My father just graduated kind of West Point in Korea, and right after that, you know, Korean War broke out. So my father was killed, and my mom ended up with me, which I was about 3 years old. And my brother is only 10 months. So she has, you know, obviously she's a hardship. In Korea, the ladies never work. It's always being a housewife. So she was, from that moment, she was determined that I would be my daughter won't have go through the same thing what she had. So in her mind, I have to be a professional. So I didn't have any much choice. So when I about to graduate high school, she said, if you don't go to medical school, I'm not going to support you. And at that time, in our generation, without parents' support, it's really tough to go to college because, you know, Korea was at that time very poor. Scholarship is very limited. And so without her support, the family support, you really cannot go to the college. It'll be tough. So I didn't even have any choice. So because of my mom, I had to go to the medical school. And, you know, medical school is not that easy. I mean, you have to really work hard. And then you say, my mother, when I have an exam, big exam, I said, because of you, I go to medical school. This is what I have to go through. And meantime, many of my friends from high school, they're having such a fun in the college, you know. So when I graduated my med school, my mom said that, it's not you graduate medical school. I'm the one who graduates school with you, so I don't have to, you know, stay away from you whenever you have a big exam. So we have such a good laugh at that, and I have fun memories, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think so. Your mom was really a pioneer, too.
And right.
And that's where you got that from.
Right. I don't know. But she was so determined that, you know, I should go to the med schools, you know. So it was because of her. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then because it wasn't tradition that women would work at that time, mm-hmm. when you got into school and into medical school, mm-hmm. I don't suppose there were too many females around.
No, we have, in our support. Right, we have about 140 kids when I went to med schools, and about 20 of us are the girls, and then 120 are the boys, yeah.
Were all your professors male, or did you have any good female role models?
We do have one of my pediatric professor was a female, and then one of his histology professor was a female, and the rest of them are all males. I would say they are my role models because they are ladies in the medicine at that time. It's 99% of the males. But I don't have really much direct contact, you know. So I would say my role model is my mother and then maybe my mother-in-law. When we came to the States and then we have two, you know, I have two kids and I really need help in the family. I don't know what to do. And my, you know, John's parents, my in-laws, dropped everything in Korea, came to the States, stay with us, taking care of, you know, my kids and housework, you know, so. Huh. And she's really nice lady.
It's nice to have family support.
Right, yeah.
I mean, you didn't go just to get into healthcare. I mean, you specifically went to be a doctor.
Right, because well, I didn't have much choice when I was young. I didn't know, you know, what I would like to be. But because my mom, only thing I know that, you know, if I don't go to med schools, I'm not going to the college. So, yeah.
How did you get into this field of medicine, though?
You know, because when I was interns, we rotated, and I didn't have much exposure of radiology. So very funny, but, you know, I thought the radiology is easier for the female because I thought it was an 8 to 4 or 9 to 5 job and things like that. And I said, maybe that's good for families. So that's the reason that I went to radiology. Mm-hmm. But funny is that in Korea, the at that time, popular thing is like a surgery, pediatrics, OBGYN, and radiology, ophthalmology, all those things, minor field. So when I told my mom I'm going to radiology, she was so upset that I didn't go to OBGYN.
Oh.
I think about the OBGYN, I really liked the baby, and it was like a happy field, you know, most of the time it was a happy moment. And I said, gee, I don't know, but I can deal with, you know, night calls, delivery, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. So I was debating radiology and OBGYN, and I just simply think that maybe radiology is easier for being a female and having a family. Mm-hmm. So that's the reason I went in, and I found it out that that wasn't true. But it was fun. It was so fast changing. So you have to be in, you know, always learning and studying in a field. So it was really challenging. If I start all over, I think I'm going still radiology. Yeah, yeah.